some thoughts on that reading. Not a traditional reading for harvest, but I don't always do traditional things. Verse 10 struck out at me when I was thinking about this service. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge your harvest of righteousness. That's what we've come to celebrate today, the enlarged harvest of righteousness, the enlarged harvest of food that we have the luxury of having here in the Western world. Harvest festival celebrations give us a chance to pause and remind ourselves of the hard work that the farmers do throughout the years to get their crops to the right stage so that they can be harvested. I'm well aware that different types of crops have different seasons, and it's not only the ones that we harvest or those farmers that harvest in around this time of year. There are other crops that come out at different times of the year. I remember when I was much younger and travelling with the family on summer holidays, you always noticed the harvesters out in the field, the combine harvesters. That was part of the highlight of the journey of travelling around this country, to see how many combine harvesters we could see. Maybe some people here, as they were growing up, didn't live in a town like I did in South London, where you didn't see a farm. You saw roads and houses. But some people maybe grew up in the countryside and were used to the farming way of life. Maybe you even helped on the farm. I know I've heard stories, because not living anywhere near in the countryside, this is all different terminologies to me, but I know whole families and the whole community used to get involved at harvest time. And you'd all help. You'd go round from one farm to another to help get all the crops in. You'd work together. A sort of community spirit. Today in the Western world, the farmers are able to use modern technology. And if you watch programs on TV now, you'll see that the tractors and all the combine harvesters and this, they have GPS trackers and they go down the field. They know exactly where they're going, don't they? They follow that GPS tracker and it tells them when it's the right time to plant a seed or how deep the ploughs need to go, etc. Slightly different to 2,000 years ago in biblical times. There wasn't the GPS. There wasn't the tractors. It was done by human effort with the help of animals pulling the ploughs. You'll remember this wonderful image of the parable of the sower, often used at harvest time, often used with young people. There wasn't the accuracy, was there? The farmer would have gone along the field with their basket of seed and would have grabbed a handful and thrown it that way, grabbed a handful and thrown it that way. They would have made a right old mess with the seeds. And some of them, as we know, fell in the right place. Some of them didn't. They would have had to work hard, really hard in the olden days for farming. And it's fair to say that today farmers have to work hard. They have to work really hard to get the crops to the right time, right place at the right time. Harvest is this time when we pause and say thank you. Throughout my life, there has always been, around this time of year, harvest festivals. Way back in the dark ages when I went to school, you had your harvest festival services at school where you would take your tomatoes, your apples, your bananas and whatever other fruit was in season at the time that was cheap in often if mum could afford it, that we would take to the harvest festival service. And then the church ones, the churches would often take it out to the community, to those in need in the community. What we've done today is just move it on a bit. We give it out through Food Bank to those in need in the community. It's doing the same thing. It's sharing the wealth, the abundance of gifts that we've been given with those around us that need the help. But there are, of course, many places throughout the world, not only those that we see on TV, but others that we will hear about, where there isn't enough. And that's not only through the actions of war. There is the problem of famine, where crops fail, where people's livelihoods are lost, where the waters don't come and water the crops. And then you'll often get big people with high profiles that will try and raise money. And of course, the one that in our lifetime is Live Aid with Bob Geldof, who was horrified. Unfortunately, it's still there. People do not always share everything that they've been given by God. Sometimes we need to help other people. In the Bible passage that we've looked at today from this 2 Corinthians, in verse 7 it says, each of us should give according to what you've decided to give in your heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. I like that little phrase, God loves a cheerful giver. Do you remember if you were younger and you were going to give a present to somebody, but it was, we use chocolate. And you were hungry, you went, here you are, and you really wanted to keep hold of it, didn't you? You were really delighted that you were going, no? Yeah? Maybe it was just me. Maybe it's just me that wants, must be me that wants to keep hold of the food. God loves a cheerful giver. Doesn't mean you have to put on a full smile and say, here. He wants us to be happy with what we're giving. He wants us to be comfortable with what we're able to give. But also he doesn't need us to make a big show of it. There are plenty of times throughout the Bible where other people make a big show of things that they're giving. The one that came to mind when I was thinking about this is the widow's mite in Mark's Gospel. You may remember that in that account, there is an offering plate as you enter the temple, and a rich man comes in and makes a big show of putting his £50 note or whatever the equivalent was in the bowl, making sure that everybody knows that he's done this big donation. And then another widow, another person, just comes in and will take out of her purse and puts in a coin, a small coin, and carries on. And Jesus said, that widow has given a lot more. The small things make a difference. The small things that we do make a difference. When I was in hard times between marriages and I was stuck a bit for cash, two or three times people offered to take me out for a meal. That was wonderful. One, because I didn't have to have my own cooking. Two, I didn't have to do the washing up. But three, and I got some really decent food. But it was something different. And at least one of those occasions was a week when I really had no money. And that person made a lot of difference to me that week. Doing something simple like that is what is being suggested in this passage here. Being a cheerful giver. Giving out of what God has given us. And then we are reminded that God will bless us as we help others in need around our community. It doesn't always have to involve food. It can just be time. Making time just to be with somebody and sit with them is using a gift from God. And that can make a big difference to them. Maybe you can recall times when you've sat with somebody, you've not said anything. You've listened to them, and you probably can't tell them what they've said. And then they've said at the end, "Thank you very much, that was very helpful, I feel better now." And you think, well, what did I actually do? What you did was make time, was use a gift. And time is a gift from God. We can, of course, here in the Western world, use the wealth that we have to help others, financially, through gifts, as we've been talking about. But also, the most important gift that we can use is prayer. Prayer for those that are helping those in need. If we think around the world, let's think on Israel, Gaza. There are charities that are trying to get in to help those in need. We physically can't do it, but what we can do is pray for their safety. Pray that the relevant authorities are open-minded to actually letting people do what they need to do to help each other. If we do that, we will be enriching those people that are helping, and those people that are trying to actually get to the people on the ground and help them in need. As well as the gifts of harvest, we have many gifts from God, which we've talked about, which are relevant, which we can use. Sometimes people go out on mission teams to different churches or different areas and help and use their time and gifts there. I've been involved in one in past years. But what surprised me sometimes was you go there as a team member expecting to work and to offer your gifts. But quite often, the team would get just as blessed from the people in that church or that community or that area that we've been to. We were using gifts, and the church were giving us gifts as well. Not only of their time and their food for the team I was involved on and their hospitality, but their gifts from God. God gives us many, many different gifts. We have to use them and not let them get rusty. So at this harvest time, we do take time to say thank you to all the farmers, the fishermen, all of those involved in the actual process of getting the food into the shops, the supermarkets, and then onto our tables. We pray for those that are struggling. We know some farmers are finding it hard, some fishermen are finding it hard for many different things. We give thanks for the work of the charities like Food Bank that support those in need in the communities. But also, let us give thanks daily for the gifts that God gives each one of us. I pray that it's this week, this month and this year, we will continue to use the gift that God gives us, that we will continue to bless those around us with the gifts that God gives us, so that we can shine His light in our community, in our families, and in our areas. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, we do thank you and praise you for the many gifts that you pour upon us day by day, those that we recognise and those that we don't. And we ask, Lord, that you will help us to be cheerful in the way that we use our gifts for your glory. Help us, Lord, to be brave enough to use your gifts, to share from your abundance to those around us. And help us, Lord, to shine your light to those around us. For we ask this in your name. Amen.